This is for Tory. This is on page 4 of today. That's Saturday, the 18th of September's Indy. Nick Clegg has declared that there is no future for the Liberal Democrats as a left-wing alternative to Labour. Basically, what he said is some people are quite pissed off with Labour, with the Iraq War and stuff like that, but don't see the Liberal Democrats as a left-wing, what did he say, a receptacle for left-wing dissatisfaction with Labour. He also said in an interview, he promised his party would reap the electoral rewards if it held together its nerve about its slump in the opinion polls. An Ipsos Mori poll, Labour and Tories are on 37%, Lib Dems are on 15%. So, as you can see, quite a lot of the UK has lost support. Well, the population that was surveyed by Ipsos Mori has lost support in this man here, who's sitting on what looks like a very expensive sofa, looking like he's just pissed himself. 32,000 people have joined Labour since May, including 10,000. 32,000 have joined, including 10,000 who formerly supported the Liberal Democrats. 600 members have left the Lib Dems, while another 4,500 have joined, most of them power-hungry. Just looking through. There, some Lib Dems are worried about the free schools, the academy shit, and that it might dilute the role of local authorities, civil liberties problems, that vacuum, I'm not sure which vacuum, public anxiety vacuum, who knows, I'm just leafing through this. All governments have phases, the problem is the 24-hour media culture, yeah, Clegg, blame the media instead of yourself, you have no soul, etc, etc. Clegg is confident that the coalition will run its full 5-year course and that the Yes campaign will win the referendum due next May on bringing AV to general elections. He will be addressing his party in a little over half an hour, in 37 minutes, if everything's perfectly fine. It's now 7 minutes to 6 in the evening. It's probably going to be on the BBC News channel, if the Pope doesn't fuck everything up. But even if it isn't, there is recorded coverage on BBC Parliament, and it'll probably be repeated later on then. So, unlike last year, where the conference wasn't covered at all, and it was one of the practice conferences, just so that the media could get into the mood of conferences. Of course, beginning with the Green parties, with their pretend conference. Anywho, and Clegg is on the front page looking resplendent.